want to express Hakaras HaTov, my gratitude to this incredible institution, to Michlala. I'm here visiting my amazing daughter, Esti, whom you know well. But Esti is the fifth so far of five of our daughters who've come to Michlala, learned here, grown here, been transformed here, benefited from here, as did their mother, my wife, her sisters, my sisters-in-law. I don't know if there's an award we should get for Michlala family, but Baruch Hashem, we've grown and benefited enormously from this campus. So the opportunity to be here with you and to share and to learn and to grow in Emunah together is a privilege I don't take lightly and I'm deeply appreciative for. So every week I give a share living with Emunah, and I want to share with you, I want to give the living with Emunah share. That's why we're recording it, because we're going to share it from here, live from Michlala, here in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. As we do every week, we begin with Hakaras HaTov. We express our gratitude. I think it's incredibly important to begin with an attitude of gratitude. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted every day. It's the way we start our day. We wake up in the morning, and the first thing we do is say thank you. Moda ani lefanecha. So every shir we give, and every day, every interaction, we should express our gratitude. Our miniseries is generously sponsored by our dear friends, Dr. Avi and Bella Morgan, in memory of Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit, and in memory of Bella's mother, Dr. Ellen Shanzer, and in honor of our holy soldiers. They should be safe and secure while they protect us. Our series is also generously sponsored anonymously in memory of the fallen soldiers and alumni of B'nai David Mechina and Shiva and Eli. This shir is sponsored by Mitchell and Ruthie Weiss, Lili Nishmas, her father, Yosef Dov Ben Hirsch Tzvi, Joseph Grunberg, Lili Nishmas, Marvin Matasio Ben David, a grandfather who lived with Pura Muna Pshuta, by Alana Bendel, Lili Nishmas, her father, incredibly special man, Shmuel Yitzchak Eliyahu Ben Rav Pinchas Aaron, by Dvora and Avi Orla, in memory of their beloved daughter, Miriam Esther Bas Avram Yitzchak, who passed away way too young, 9 years ago. We miss her, sponsored anonymously. And lastly, by Yanina and Gordon Haas, in memory of her sister, Sharon Lechtman Katz, Sarah Bas Chaim Halevi, on her 56th Yuritzeit. Thank you to our generous sponsors, and thank you again to Michlala, and thank you for coming and giving me this opportunity while here in Israel, in Yerushalayim, to share Torah. So I happen to see this morning, I was going to continue the shir, the sefer that we're learning in Living with Emunah, a beautiful new sefer, a beautiful limud that we've started recently. But this morning I was in shul and I saw Yerech Lamoadim Rav Yerucham Olshan Shlita, one of the Rosh Yeshiva of BMG in Lakewood. His sefer was on the shtender next to me. I opened it up and I fell in love with this piece. I took pictures with my phone and then I printed it out later. And that's what I want to learn with you. But I want to pick up where I think he leaves off. So he captures incredibly an essence of this time that we're in today. The countdown has begun. This is the week. We are in crunch time. Slichah started. Rosh Hashanah is coming. The king, HaMelech Basada, the king is in the field. He's more accessible to us than usual, but the king is going to be heading home to the palace. And now is the time the king is waiting for us to coronate him, to hear from us. And I saw this piece I want to share with you, but as I said, I think I have an important addendum, something remarkable, remarkable that really gets us ready. And these ideas that we're sharing might be most relevant in the week leading up to Rosh Hashanah. Whenever, for those listening later, whenever you happen to turn this shir on, the ideas are relevant all year long. So Rav Yerucham starts with a gemara. The gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin tells us, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos v'shofros. We all know that the Musaf, the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah, is the longest of the year. Sometimes we forget. We think Yom Kippur. After all, Yom Kippur, you're in shul longer than Rosh Hashanah. Every year, sometimes we forget that in fact, Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is the longest davening, the longest Shemona Esrei of the year. And that's because we're going to quote, we're invoking 10 psukim. We have three extra sections, three extra brachos, each made up of 10 psukim. Malchios, where we coronate Hashem as king. Shofra, Zichronos, where we invoke that Hashem remembers everything. And Shofros, Shofros. Malchios says, the Gemara, Kedesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, Imru Lefanai, we recite the psukim. We declare Hashem king. And that's what achieves, that's what accomplishes coronating him over us. Until we do that, he might be the creator of the universe, but Ein Melech Belo Am, there is no king. You know, if you put on a crown this afternoon, you go back to your dorm here in Michlala, you walk all those steps down, up, I don't remember, I just know a lot of steps. You put on your crown, you declare yourself, I'm a queen. I'm a queen. That's nice. You have a people, you have a nation, you have followers, anyone care? You're not a queen, you're not a king. If you don't rule a nation, if nobody are your followers, if nobody's interested in what you have to say, if no one surrenders to admit to you, you're not a king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the universe. He's a Moshel. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, importantly points out the difference between a Moshel and a Melech. A Moshel is a ruler. He rules the world. He's in charge. He's in control. He determines the outcome, every aspect, every moment, everything about our lives. And he does that by force. That happens automatically, whether we subscribe, whether we elect him, whether we vote for him or not. He's a moshel, he's a leader. Melech, to be a king, ain melech b'lo'am. But you're not a king unless there are people who say, I coronate you. I want you to be my king. I elect you. I declare you my king. So Hashem says, I need you. I want you to declare me king, because without it, I may rule over you. Whether you like it or not, whether you signed up for it or not, I'm in charge, I'm in control, I rule the world. But I want a relationship much more than just a ruler who's forcing himself upon you. I want to be your king. And to be your king, you have to coronate me. You have to coronate me. In fact, that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. I don't want to get on too much of a tangent, but if you look in the Torah, Rosh Hashanah never mentions Yom HaDin. We identify Rosh Hashanah with the Day of Judgment. Judgment. Were you a good boy? Were you a bad girl? Should I reward you? Should I punish you? Will it be signed and sealed? What kind of year are you going to have? It's a day of judgment. But if you look in the Torah, it's a Yom HaZikaron. It's a day of remembering. It doesn't refer to it as a day of judgment. And in fact, the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiv HaShalom, and others say, Rosh Hashanah at its core is not a day of judgment. Rosh Hashanah at its core is a day that we declare, we coronate, we celebrate the inauguration of the king. But you know what happens? The day you inaugurate the king turns around and says, you worked hard on my campaign. You got me elected. This is the inaugural ball. The girl writes. You don't cry at the shofar. Smile with joy. The shofar is the trumpet. And this trumpet that is blown to declare, to coronate the king. So it's a happy day, Rosh Hashanah, not a sad day. It's not a day you'd sit there and you're nervous. It's a day you smile and you're overjoyed. We're coronated. You're at the king's inaugural ball. You were invited to the inauguration. You are at the inaugural ball. You're hearing the trumpet sound. But you know what happens? All the people who worked on the campaign of the king, they come to the inaugural ball and they're celebrating their candidate was elected. And they look at each other and they say, now what happens tomorrow? Do we have a job? Is there a place for us in his cabinet? What happens tomorrow? And that's exactly what we do. Rosh Hashanah kicks off a Seres Yimei Tshuva, because when we coronate God, declare him as king, we turn right around and we say, now that we've made him king, what's next? Is there a job? Do we still fit in his kingdom? Do we have a purpose and a mission? Is he going to keep us around? Is he going to renew our contract? And we have 10 days to make the argument, 10 days to make the case why Hashem should renew our contract for another year. That's Malchus. Then the Gemara says we have a second section that's called Zichronos. Kedei she'yala zichroneichem lefanai letova. We mentioned that God has an impeccable memory. God has a perfect memory. I don't remember what I ate for breakfast this morning. I'm getting older on in years. And you start to feel, can't remember that name, that place, that detail. Memory. You appreciate memory. Until it slips, until it slides, you take it for granted, but memory. But Hashem, his memory is, of course, perfect, impeccable, photographic. Why do we have to mention that? God is omnipotent. He's infinite. He's the source of all existence. We're celebrating the anniversary of creation of the universe, and Rosh Hashanah corresponds, of course, with the sixth day of creation, with the creation of mankind in particular. And we're mentioning that God remembers everything. So the Gemara said, Kedei she'yala zichroneichem lefanai letova, so that Hashem will remember us before him for the good. He'll remember, and that's what we're going to come back to. He remembers. We typically think Rosh Hashanah is a time, again, it's an accounting. Hashem's got a videotape. We're going to watch our entire year. We're going to see, did we wake up? Did we sleep in? How did we daven? Did we daven? How did we speak? Where did we go? What did we look at? Were we kind? Were we harsh? Were we patient? Were we impatient? Everything about our life. But we mentioned Zichronos because Hashem says, I want to remember the good. I want to look back on the year and I want to reflect on all the positive moments. And then Uvameh, and how do we do that? By shofar. We do that with the shofar. So you see from the Gemara that we're mentioning Psukim of Zichronos in order that we are remembered before God for good. And the way to achieve that is through the shofar this year. We don't have the shofar the first day. Is that a bad omen, a bad sign? Gave a share recently about that. It's a fascinating topic many are speaking on now this year. It's very scary. Historically, there were many terrible events that happened in years where the first day Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. We didn't blow a shofar. It wasn't there to protect us. And God forbid it's scary. Is this going to be another one of those years? 9/11 was in a year. COVID, October 7th. The Churban Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, all were in years. Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. We didn't blow a shofar that first day. Is this going to be another scary year? Aruch Lener says, it depends on us. Meshechach, many others. You can listen to that shir online. A lot to say. We won't have shofar the first day. And shofar is the instrument, literally, through which we invoke Hashem's memory, his positive memories of us. Zichron Trua. It is a day of remembrance, a yom zikaron. So what's this really all about? Hashem remembers. He remembers every day. I need 2 days of the year, Rosh Hashanah, for him to remember. Every day I come before him. Every day he's perfect. Every day he's omnipotent. And every day nothing escapes him. Every day he remembers everything. Everything. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Da malamala mimach. Know what is above you. Ayin ro. There's an eye that sees. An ozen shamas. There's an ear that's always listening. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. For many generations, we didn't fully appreciate that. But today we do. Because you can't go anywhere without camera. There's one over there. There's a projector over there. There's cameras. There's no room you're in. And you go outside. There's satellites taking your picture everywhere you go. Nobody can stay off the grid. No matter how hard you're trying. Everyone. Everything we do is being recorded. Everything we do is for posterity. And before that was true with technology, that was true, of course, with Hashem. He remembers. So if Hashem remembers each and every day, what's special dafka about these 2 days? And we dwell on it. Ata zocher masa olam ufoke ko yitzurei kedem. Beautiful Reba, Mordechai Ben David song. Fantastic song. Listen to it on repeat these days, getting ready for the big day. Ata zocher masa olam. You, Hashem, you remember the creation of the world. And you count all of creation from old. Ata zocher. It's called a mifel. You remember everything that was created. Nothing. Kola yitzura lo nicha mimak. Nothing is hidden from you. Nothing escapes you. Nothing escapes you. Hashem, you don't forget anything. Anything. What's this really all about? So the Maharsha of Shmuel Idel is in the back of the Gemara. The Holy Maharsha. The Maharsha in the back of that Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, writes, Tam shamaskim suke malchi zechonos v'shofros, shamachi zechonos v'shofros heim neged gimel ha'ikarim sheim metzias Hashem. The Maharsha says the whole reason we're invoking these three things is because we are Rosh Hashanah, we are working on remembering the three Ikare Emunah. The Avoda, the effort, the mission of Rosh Hashanah is to remember three different principles of Emunah. What are these three principles of Emunah? Number one, to remember that there's Hashem. Remember there's Hashem. Now we all know there's Hashem. Since we're little kids, we've been singing Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. Anyone at Uncle Moshe knows that there's Hashem. We know there's Hashem. We say there's a Hashem, but do we really know it? We say it, but do we know it? Do we feel it? Do we talk to him? Do we hear him talking to us? Do we thank him? Do we beg from him? Do we protest the things that we want him to be doing differently? Do we realize that we don't come here from nowhere? Is he a regular, constant, ongoing conversation in our lives with Hashem? That's number one, Metzias Hashem, Hashem's existence. We're not here by coincidence. Nothing in our life is random and chance. Everything is carefully orchestrated, curated from above. Everything. Esty's get to get here, which was running late and stuck in traffic. Would it be on time? Did I wait? Do I come in before? None of that was chance. None of that was her fault. There was terrible traffic that was unexpected. But all of that, from do you get stuck in traffic? Did your plane take off or was it delayed? Everything. How it turns out, what the weather is outside, everything, and how you slept last night, it's all from Hashem. There's Hashem, he created the world. Nothing in our life is random or chance. It is all from him. And therefore, keep calm and carry on. Take deep breaths. Let go and let God. We take all of our initiative. We make all of our effort. We do everything in our power. And when we're done, we realize it is up to him. The outcome of what happens after is up to him. All that's number one. And all that, says the Maharsha, is included in Malchius. The first section we read is, so Rosh Hashanah becomes one long Emunah Shir. That's what I'm trying to say. Rosh Hashanah, that long day, that long davening, is one long living with Emunah Shir. We're trying to say this first section, Malchios, because Hashem, you're the Melech, you're the King. You are the King. When you say jump, I say how high. Hashem, I work for you, you don't work for me. Hashem, this is your world, and I'm privileged to be part of it. What a gift to be in it. I work at the pleasure of the King. Hashem, this is your world. And that's what we're reinforcing over and over. That's what the shofar is waking us up to, is to remember. Not just to say, I have emunah bitachon. It's easy. You're in your seminary year. It's so easy to say, Baruch Hashem, Amirtz Hashem, Be'ezrus Hashem, Chasdei Hashem. All those are words, and they're easy to say. But do you live with them? Do you get anxious or nervous, or do you keep calm because Hashem's in charge of everything? Do you look at your friends with envy and jealousy? I wish I had their clothing or their jewelry. I wish I had their connections or their friends. I wish I had their sukkah plans. I wish I had, or do you say, I have what's meant for me because whatever I have is from Hashem and that's what's right for me. Emunah is measured by a person's demeanor, by your life. Are you anxious and worried or are you calm because you realize Hashem is in charge? Are you envious and jealous or are you grateful? And are you happy and do you feel rich because what you have is what's meant for you? Do you live life with arrogance and ego, that it's all about me, my name, my honor, what I want, Or do you realize it's all about Elokus, it's all about Hashem? I'm here on a mission. I'm here to accomplish what He wants from me. I woke up this morning because I'm not done yet. And what is it He wants me to do today? Does a person get angry and frustrated and bitter and resentful at others? How could you keep the room a mess? Why weren't you on time and you kept me waiting? Why did this thing work out? And we get angry because our ego gets in the way, and ego is the biggest enemy. Do we get angry? Give me a share tomorrow night. I don't have the schedule if anyone's able to come. Ego is the enemy and the path towards Elokus, to our neshama. 8:30 tomorrow night here in Yerushalayim. If anybody wants to come, you're more than invited. But Amun is the answer to ego, because when you realize that it's not my ego, it's not about me, it was never about me, it's all about Him. I'm just here on a mission. Whatever talents or skills, they're on loan from Hashem. They're not mine. I should be grateful for them and never take them for granted. And all that effort, all that work, all that is what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's Malchus, says the Maharshah, to work on the first of the three Ikarei Emuna, which is Malchus. There's a Melech. There's a king. This is His world. So I don't have to ever get bent out of shape. Why am I anxious or worried? Everything's always amazing. And everything's always going to work out. And there's always a plan. And everything is the way it's meant to be. And I am where I'm meant to be. And I should embrace my place because this is His world. And that's why I'm here. Number two, that's Malchus. Number two is Zichronos. What is Zichronos? The second of the Ikarei Emunah, the foundations of Emunah, is Schar Va'onesh. Hashem is not just here like some kumbaya, fun, warm and fuzzy. Let's have a DMC, Hashem. Let me tell you everything going on in my life. Hashem is here because there are consequences, that what I do matters. When I do the right thing, I draw close to Him. If I do the wrong thing, just like in any relationship in life, when I listen to the other party in the relationship, when I am obedient, when I'm concerned, when I care what they want, I draw close. And when I dismiss, and when I neglect, when I don't make time, when I don't communicate, and I don't care what they want from me, then I'm distant, then I fall far away. The second of the Ikarei Emunah is Zichronos. Remember, Schar Va'onesh, what we do, it matters. It matters. It makes a difference. It means something. You know, too many people live with an enormous fear of these days of the year. I don't know how you're feeling. I don't know the attitude and environment in this holy place. But a lot of people, before Rosh Hashanah, oh, they're nervous. What's going to be? He's going to catch me. I'm in trouble. I got so many things wrong. He really knows the truth. Nobody else does. Nobody else knows what was really going on in my search history. Nobody else knows what's going on in my phone, in my text. Nobody knows what's going on in my head or heart. Nobody knows what I think when they can't hear. But Hashem, He knows. I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. What's going to be? But Hashem wants us to feel the exact opposite. Not that we're going to get in trouble. Not that He's going to punish us. Not that Rosh Hashanah is a time for Him to catch us. It's the opposite. Do you understand? You understand the concept of Schar Va'onesh means what you do, it matters. What you do, it means something. Because we're tempted to think my life, it's inconsequential. My life, it doesn't mean anything. Who really cares? How will it impact the world if I make a bracha on this food or not? How will it impact the world if I open my siddur or not? How will it impact the world if I take the good jelly beans from the bad jelly beans, the bad jelly beans from the good jelly beans? Does Hashem care? Does the world care? Will it really matter? Does it really make a difference? If I share this juicy Lashon Hara, if I'm impatient, does it really make a difference? Will it really matter? Does it really impact the world in any way? The answer is yes. And that's the second of the Ikarei Emunah. No, don't just believe, know it. Zichronos. That Hashem remembers and He cares. Schar Va'onesh, what you do, it matters. You make a difference. You make a difference. You understand every bracha, every tefillah, every act of staka, every moment of chesed, every kindness, every patience, every generosity, every loyalty that you show to those in your dorm, in your apartment, your dira, to those in your shir, in your class, to the chesed that you're volunteering, that you're doing, to your family, in life. Everything we do, it matters. It means something. It means something to the King. And could there be anything that makes us feel bigger than knowing that the King cares, that it matters to the King? You're not invisible. You're not inconsequential. Who you are and what you do, it all matters. And the third thing is, after Malchus and Zichronos, is Shofros. What is Shofros? Shofros, the shofar is supposed to be reminiscent. When I say shofar, you're supposed to say something right away. Shofar, where did it take you? Where was the original sound of the shofar? Where's the original blast of that shofar? What is the most seminal moment in all of human history? What is the moment that transformed the world as we know it? What is the moment of the greatest revelation that Hashem appeared and spoke to us directly, not through an intermediary, and He gave us His sacred diary, and He changed the trajectory of the world? The shofar first played where at? On Matan Torah at Har Sinai. Shofros takes us back and we remember that the Torah matters. The Torah is the blueprint of creation. That the Torah is the instruction manual for life. That there is such value. Learning Torah. Learning Torah is the highest level and use of our brain, of our heart to learn Torah. Hashem gave us access to His diary. Hashem gave us the instruction manual. Everybody else is fidgeting around and trying to figure out life. And He gave us the instruction manual. It's called the Torah. And that's Shofros. Says the Maharsha, these three, Ikari Emunah, Rosh Hashanah is a platform. It's one long Emunah Shir. Rosh Hashanah, we're saying those psukim because we're working. Machios, Zichronos, Shofros, we're working on those three, Ikari Emunah. To know there's a Hashem, there's a King, and we're in His world. Nothing is random or chance. It's all by design. The King happens to be our Father. He loves us. He wants what's best for us. We never have to have an ego. We should never get arrogant or angry. Never be envious or jealous of others. We have everything we need because there's a King in this world. We have everything, number one. Number two, know that you're not small and you're not inconsequential and you're not invisible. Who you are and what you do, it matters. He remembers. He holds on to everything. And number three, how do we navigate this crazy world? How do we make sense of it? Because Shofros. It takes us back to we're standing again at Har Sinai. Shofros takes us back to Matan Torah. We're back at the mountain. And we're back hearing that original shofar. We're back hearing from Hashem what it's really all about. Maharsha says, that's what Rosh Hashanah is. It is a living with Emunah Shir. Rosh Hashanah through Aseres Mitzvah Yom Kippur. And really, it's the entire year long. He quotes the Yerech Lamodim. He quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver in Or HaTorah. That's why we say 10 psukim malchios zechrono shofros shekeviyachol hu yizbarach nikra melach kodesh baruch hu melach akulam hashkachaso aleihem bipratus. We need to know. If you don't walk away with any other feeling, Rosh Hashanah, it's not. I'm caught. I'm in trouble. What's going to happen? Am I going to have a good year? Was I a bad boy, a good girl? Oh no. No, well, you should sit there thinking and feeling as you hear that shofar that second day. As we work through our breath and as we feel connected that first day, what we should feel is there's a hashkacha pratis. I matter and He cares and He's intimately involved in my life and He knows everything that's happening. You're waiting for a shidduch, waiting to hold the baby in your arms. Someone is ill and needs to heal. Someone doesn't know how they're going to pay their bills. Should not feel alone or discarded or neglected or that they're facing life that's random or chance or nature and they'll never get by. But a person should feel there's a hashkacha, that what we do matters. There's a King and He's involved in His world. And that's what this is all, one big platform, one big exercise in Emuna. This is what it's all about. Before the Maharsha says, Rav Yerucham, the Sefer Ikarim earlier quotes this, that Machi is Zechronos v'Shofros, Him Keneged Gimel Ikari Emuna. But he adds, Ha'ikarim HaKolim L'dasa Alokus Heim Shlosh HaMetzias Hashem, Hashkacha L'Schar La'onesh V'Torah Min HaShemayim. Knowing, not just believing, not just saying, not just learning, but knowing these three things, that He's the King and this is His world and He loves me. And that what I do matters. There's reward and punishment. There's consequences and outcome to my actions. And number three, Har Sinai, Matan Torah, that the Torah is what illuminates and lights up this world. The Torah is the blueprint of creation. The Torah is my GPS, my ways. It tells me how to get everywhere I want to go. Knowing those three things is the key and the core of absolutely everything. And then he continues, Ach yesh le hezbonein. Madu ba'emes tluya zechiyah sa'ad ha'medina madregas emunaso. So you need to know that what's the work to be done on Rosh Hashanah? How will Hashem judge us? It's these three things. It's all about emunah. Are you working on emunah? Do you embrace your place? Do you know you're where you're meant to be? Do you live a life of ego or elokus? That's what we're being judged about. Yes, also brachas and Shabbos and borer and lashon hara and tefillah and staka and chesed and tznius. Hashem, of course, cares about all the details and all the other things, but the details are the details. The foundation, the platform, where it all starts and begins, what He's judging or evaluating us on first is emunah. But that also means that that's a solution. Chevre, we have a few days left to Rosh Hashanah. You know what we should be working on? Emunah. It's all about our relationship with Him. Make time for Him. Talk to Him. Unburden yourself to Him. Maybe you never had a real conversation with Him in your life. The Machzor is important. Open it up and study it. I forgot which tzaddik I recently saw, that there was someone and he wasn't coming to him and he wanted to meet with him. And he asked where the person was and he heard oh, he's reviewing the machzor. He's reviewing the machzor. He's getting ready for Rosh Hashanah because he's reviewing the machzor. And this tzaddik said, the machzor hasn't changed since last year. What I want to meet with him about is, did he? The machzor hasn't changed since last year, but did you? Did you review the machzor? Learn the words of the machzor. Appreciate and understand that the machzor is not just a machzor. It's not a sitter. The machzor is a sefer. It's meant to be studied. It's meant to be learned. But what we should really be spending our time on, close the machzor and talk to Hashem. Whether you can get to the Kotel or Kever Rachel, or whether you're sitting in your own dira, you don't have to be anywhere special to close your eyes or be going for a walk or practice this bodhidus and have, for some, maybe the first time in your life, a real conversation with Hashem. Talk to him. How did your year go? What happened this year? Can you believe you got into Mechlala? Can you believe that you're here and you're in the shiurim you wanted to be in? Can you believe where you went for Shabbos? Can you believe what's happened just so far? Can you believe B'li Ayin Hara, certain people have stayed out of a war, so you haven't had to run to those rooms and you've been able to enjoy your year B'li Ayin Hara? Do you ever look back and say, Hashem, thank you. The things I asked you for, I got a yes. I got a yes. I gave homework to my kehila, our shul, a few weeks ago. Parshas Kisavo, the mitzvah Bikurim. I don't have time to tell you now, but it ended with the idea. I don't know if you have a calendar. I don't know if you have a calendar. But if you do, look back on the last year and see the things that 12 months ago you were so worried about that you never even think about now. Someone told me they actually do this homework. She's been going through her calendar. She's only up to Chodesh Nisan. She literally goes every day. And in her calendar, she has where she went, everything she did, every phone call that she had, she scheduled them. And she's looking back at what a year, the experiences, the places, the things. Wow. Do we ever look back on the things that we were so desperate for? And we look back and we say, thank you, it worked out. Who are the people that we davened for? What simchas did we attended? What are the brachas that we have in our life that we weren't sure were going to happen? Take the time, look back on this year, and before you start asking for things for next year, first stop and say thank you for this year. I mentioned it last week in the Emunah Shiur. I'd sat next to someone on a plane when we landed, and he looked outside. He saw we were safe. Yesterday, Miami Airport, tragically, there was a plane that landed not so safe. It's not such a given. Don't take it for granted. When we landed, he saw we were safe. He made a gesture. He crossed himself to thank God in his own way. Obviously, it's not what we do, but I thought to myself, you know, we say Tefillas HaDerech before we take off. And we say it with kavana. But when we land, do we pause to say thank you? We're about to say the Tefillas HaDerech for the new year. Give me this, Hashem, please help me that. Please let the trip of next year go smoothly. But what about saying thank you for landing safely this year? Everything that worked out, do we stop and do we say thank you? Do we talk to Hashem from our hearts? Are we in an actual ongoing conversation? The Gemara says, Halavai she'espala adam kolayim kulo. Halavai. From when we wake up in the morning, thank you, Hashem, for a good night's sleep. Thank you, Hashem. Oh, what a cup of coffee. Caffeinate with kavana. Sha'akol niyebed varo. What a bracha. Thank you, Hashem. Are we in a conversation? Let the shir go well. Let the bus ride go smoothly. Let me catch the right bus. Let me take the right notes. Let me pass the test. Let me find the place to go for Shabbos, for Yontif. Do we have one long conversation with Hashem? That's what this is all about. Rosh Hashanah. If we're going to be evaluated for our emunah, then the antidote and the answer, the effort of tshuva, begins with emunah. Yes, there's tshuva, this mistake. And yes, there's tshuva for that other thing I need to work on. But at the core, fundamental, foundational to it all is to begin with all about emunah. It's all about emunah. It's all about the emunah. Hashem, do I see, do I feel you? Am I in a conversation with you? It's easy. Baruch Hashem, Mirtz Hashem, Chaste Hashem. That's the easy part. Saying it's the easy part. But if you're saying those words while you're angry and envious and arrogant and filled with ego and anxious, then you're just saying words. You don't mean it. It's not in your heart. This is the time. Yesh Lizbonin writes Rabbi Yerucham, Madu Be'emes Tu Yizchiyah Sadam. Why? Why, though, is it connected to this? Because this is what we're being evaluated on. Zichronos is all about Hashkocha Pratis. Becheskel Levenstein, Chatzkel Levenstein, Or Yecheskel. He says, Bizeh Alashem. Imru Lefanai Barash Shana Malchios, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, V'chulei. Ki Ba'esha Mamlach Zekosh Baruch HaMaki Yerkosh Shalo. Because of the moment we coronate God, the moment we declare Him King, the moment we recite and recognize it's His world and everything in it. Mikeven Sha'akosh Shalo, Umeito Lachin Yitem Lechol Adam Ba'adam Kol Tzrachav. In other words, why on Rosh Hashanah am I going to ask next year? Let me be healthy. Let everything go well. Let it be a safe and secure year. Let me get the most out of it. Before I know it, I'm going to be dating. Let that go well. Let it go smoothly. If I'm interested, when, how, why, what, the people in my life, let the chassan I'm going to be married having a good year right now, wherever he is, let him become the person who I'm looking for. Let me become the person he's looking for. If we realize it's his world, he's in charge, he's in control, then we start davening that he impact us. How do you demonstrate? How do you demonstrate that you know Hashem is in charge, he's in control? When you turn to him. If you put Hashem on hold and you say, hey, thank you, just one second, I'm talking to somebody. You know, they can help me. What do you mean you're talking to someone they can? He's the one who can help you in everything. The way you demonstrate that you live with Emunah is when we talk to Hashem and we ask him for everything, big or small, absolutely everything in our life. Hashem tzilcha yad yiminecha. It's a long essay, Erech L'modim. We can't go it through, but I want to tell you my addendum to it. Because he ends, he says, based on this, we can understand that if Emunah hashkacha pratis is what Rosh Hashanah is really all about, now we can understand the pasuk. Zeh yisod inyan arichos v'birchos zechronos. In this bracha of zechronos, Hashem, you remember everything. We say, Ata zocher lefanecha lignu kol talumos. Tempted to sing it for you, but I'll never be invited back again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata zocher. You remember everything. Lefanecha niglu kol ta'alumos. All the hidden things, they're not hidden from you. You know the search history, the regular tab, the incognito tab. You know everything. Where everyone looked up, you know everyone watched, you know every streaming service, you know every conversation, you know every text, you know every moment, you know every thought, you know everything. And why are we invoking that? So here's what I want to add. Here's what I want to add. Ordinarily, when we learn this, ordinarily when we open the machzor and we say these words, we think, Zichronos, oh no, he remembers, he sees, he holds on to. I'm in trouble. But what is he holding on to? And what does he remember? What is he seeing? What he's remembering, Davka, is what we forget. What he's remembering is what we forget. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that in addition to corresponding with the sixth day of creation, the birthday of humanity, Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of another major event. Anyone know what it is? In history, in Tanakh, in Chumash, there's something significant that happened in Chumash, and it happened Davka on Rosh Hashanah. It happened on the first day of Tishrei. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us what that thing is. Yeah? Yosef was freed from prison. Excellent. Yosef went freed from prison. What's the connection between Yosef's freedom from prison? Yosef, who remembered, he remembered. Yosef, who had every right to crawl into the corner of that jail cell and to cry and to moan and to wail and to feel bad about himself. Instead, he says, Madua Pnechem Reim Ayom. Why do you look so sad? He sees these two Fabisana, miserable, crying, depressed, despondent people. And he doesn't say, leave me alone, I've got my own problems. He says, Nu, why do you look so sad today? How can I make your life better? And they both say, we had dreams. We're not sure what they mean. He says, I happen to be pretty good with dreams. Tell me your dreams. He interprets them, one good, not so good. And eventually it pays off and he goes free. First of all, you see from here that if you want to go free from whatever's holding you back in life, we all have shackles. We all have handcuffs. There are things that are holding it back. Holding us back from who we're meant to be. Holding us back. And you got to break through. And when you break through, you can't imagine what you're going to become. When I was young, I was a classic underachiever. Every single parent-teacher conferences my parents came home from, those were the nights that, miraculously, I was asleep early. I always stayed up late, but suddenly, parent-teacher conferences, somehow I was always asleep before they came home. But in any case, what was the message every year? Ephraim's an underachiever. He has capacity, he has capability, he's smart, but he doesn't try. He doesn't try. He doesn't try. And then you have that person, that sheer, that moment, that experience, that place, that all of a sudden, the walls come crumbling down. Whatever was holding you back, whatever reason you weren't trying, you can break through. And you've not yet achieved, but you're no longer, hopefully, an underachiever. And whatever's holding us back, you know what Yosef breaks through? Yosef's breakthrough, and it's not about Yosef. When does Yosef set himself free? Simple words. Madua pnechem ra'im hayom. Why do you look sad? We break free, not when we care about ourselves. We break free, and we see, and we care about others. One of the great gedolim, one of the great tzaddikim was asked by a Talmud of his. I think it was Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. I think it was the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir Zatzal. I think, not positive. He was asked by a Talmud, new Rosh Hashanah is coming. I'm working on the machzor. I'm marking it up. I'm getting ready. I'm taking notes. What should I daven for? What should I daven for? Should I daven for my learning that it can be successful? Should I daven for my midos that I've yer shemayim? What should I daven for? What should I daven for? And he turned to him, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, and he said to him, what should you daven for? Someone else. That's what you should daven for. Daven for someone else. Wouldn't it be beautiful if everyone here exchanges things they can daven for about one another? Maybe, God forbid, someone in someone's family is sick, waiting to get married, waiting to have a baby, needs help. Maybe each apartment, everyone can exchange the names and their mother's names and say, you know what? Our dear is going to daven for each other on Rosh Hashanah, because what should we daven for? Daven for someone else. Daven for one another. When Yosef starts caring about someone else, not coincidentally, that's exactly when he goes free. The Navi Amos calls on us to be better. And Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people are called She'iris Yosef, the remnant of Yosef, because Yosef went free on Rosh Hashanah, and we can all go free from those limitations and those shackles, from those preconceptions, from the syndromes that are holding us back. We can set ourselves free. How do we do it? How do we do it? So we tend to think that we can fool the people around us, but Hashem is bochen klayos v'lev. Hashem is bochen klayos v'lev. Hashem knows what's in our kidneys and our heart. Hashem knows what's going on inside. He knows our essence. He sees right back. And we tend to think we're in trouble because of it. And indeed, MS, it's Judgment Day. And Judgment Day is all about the word truth. You can't hide from the truth. You can't hide from the truth. We have to face the truth. No matter how uncomfortable and inconvenient sometimes it is, we can't hide. And we have to be able to handle the truth. We have to be able to handle the truth. So Judgment Day is all about the truth. And indeed, Emes is a major theme of the day. I'll give you a few examples. We're running out of time. Shmona Esrei, we say, Ki atah Elokim Emes udvarcha Emes v'kayim la'ad. Hashem, your truth and your word is truth. Unasana tokev, we say, Unasana tokev kedushas ayom, kiu narav ayom. And we say, Ubati nasei malchuscha v'yikon chesed kisach v'teshev alav be'emes. In v'chol ma'aminim, what do we sing? V'chol ma'aminim shudayan emes. In aleinu, in the amidu, we say, emes ma'akeinu efes zulaso. One of the themes of Rosh Hashanah is that word over and over and over again is emes. Emes, truth. We have to be able to handle the truth. And we think, what's the truth? It's the secrets no one else knows about. He knows. The things that we've hidden from others, he has access to. So, oh boy, I'm in trouble. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And this is the message I want to leave you with. So please listen carefully. And thank you again for having me. Here's the MS. I want to leave you with the MS. The MS is that Rosh Hashanah is about an altogether different MS. It's about an altogether different MS. I was in Israel a few summers ago, and I went to go meet with the tzaddik, Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. Tremendous tzaddik in Beit Shemesh. Many know him as a Rebbe of Rav Judah Michel. Rav Judah introduced me to him, and we've gone many times. And he spoke to me that day, and he turned Rosh Hashanah on its head for me. And he said the following, this is the message I want to leave you with. Today, the birthday of humanity, we remember the MS. And the MS, the truth is that Hashem knows us, and Hashem loves us, and Hashem believes in us, and Hashem needs us. The truth is that when we're successful in our relationship with Hashem, those around us and ourselves, that we're not imposters and we're not fakers, that's the reality. I told you about my childhood, I was an underachiever, and now I suffer from something else that's called imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome. Even now, I was nervous before I came in. Michalala, you're giving a living with Emunah Shir, don't want to embarrass Esti, want to make sure maybe others in my family want to get in, they're going to get in, and they're going to figure me out. This is the day that it all comes crumbling down. Then I'm just an imposter, I'm faking it, and I'm just trying to make my way through. I mean it. Every day, everything I do, I'm worried. I'm just making it up as I go. I'm just an imposter. I'm faking it. And one day they're going to find out. And maybe you feel that way too. I don't know, in your life, among your friends, in your family, academically, with your midos, maybe you feel a little bit also like, it's just a matter of time till they figure me out, till they see through me. It's just a matter of time till I'm found out. But the truth is, we're not fakers and we're not imposters. Here's the thing that I want you to remember. It's when we come up short, it's when we give up or give in, it's when we fail to fulfill who we're meant to be, it's when we slip up or we indulge in an urge to say or watch or do the wrong thing, that's when we're imposters. That's when we're fakers. That's when we're frauds, because that's not the real us. That's not the real us. A few weeks ago, I had the chance to play golf. I don't know if this is going to land here, if this is the right metaphor, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. I don't mean to suggest it's not the right, maybe it is the right, maybe it's the wrong, but golf. We haven't yet played golf together, but golf. I played golf with, my future son-in-law and a friend. I happened to have a great round that day, and I had two birdies. A birdie means you got less than par, it means you had a good hole. You had a good hole. Here's the thing about golf. We tend to remember our best shots, not our worst. And we tend to go home and think, the birdie, that's the real me. That's the real me. I'm a birdie golfer. I'm a scratch golfer. That's the real me. Oh, the holes where I blew up, the holes where I hit it in the water, the sand, the holes where I got a triple bogey, that wasn't the real me. The real me is an incredible golfer. It's just that sometimes things happen and the real me doesn't score what I could. We have this incredible cognitive dissonance, or we have this incredible ability to hold on to and say, the real me is the best me, and the other me, that's not the real me. If only we could take that attitude, if only we could take that thought process, if only we could take that from golf into the rest of our lives. And we would know that we're not defined by our worst moments or our worst thoughts or our worst actions or our worst attitudes. The emes is, and when we say, Dvarcha emes v'kayim la'ad, Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The emes is that Hashem sees the best in us and He holds on to our best moments, our glimpses of our greatness. We mistakenly think the real us is the one who loses our cool. The real us is the one who looks at the wrong things. The real us is the one who sleeps in or skips the bracha or says it without kavana. We think the real us is the one that messes up. And otherwise, we're just imposters. But the truth is, it's when we mess up that we're imposters. The real us is the best version of us. And Hashem knows that and He sees us. Have you had a shining moment? You had a moment that you're incredibly proud of? In camp, at home, here in seminary? Do you have a moment where you were incredibly selfless? You went against your nature and you did something selfless? Do you have a moment that you had incredible davening? Do you have a moment that you had an amazing act of kibbut av'aim? That moment is the real you, not the rest of the time. The rest of the time where we're giving in to our indulgence and our urges, that's when we're imposters. The real us is the best version of us. That's the emes. That's the emes. That's the emes. That's what Rav Kluger told me, and he turned Rosh Hashanah around for me, and I hope he does the same for you. Letzofa nistaras biyom din. We say in the Yom Din, that piyut, letzofa nistaras biyom din. We usually translate it as, he looks for good and sees the hidden on Judgment Day. But Rav Kluger understands it as, he looks and he longs and he digs up our purest intention. That's what he's doing on Judgment Day. While we're sitting there beating ourselves up, he's sitting there saying, you remember those moments from earlier this year? That's the real you. That's what I'm choosing to relate to in you. That's what we need to build upon in you. Don't knock yourself down and don't knock yourself out. Don't judge yourself too harshly and don't be cruel to yourself. Instead, realize that your best moments are your truest moments. That's the emes. That's the real us. And that, I'll leave you with this. That's Ata Zocher Masa Olam Ufokid Ko Yitzurei Kedem. That's this beautiful song. You remember the creation of the world and you count all that came before. Lefanecha niglu kol ta'alumos. Before you, all the hidden is revealed. V'amon nistarosh mibreishis. Ki ein shichacha lefnei kisei kvodecha. Hashem, you can't forget. You don't forget. Ein nistar mineged einecha. And nothing is hidden from in front of your eyes. Says Rav Kluger, we're misreading and misunderstanding and misrepresenting. Torah doesn't call Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. Torah calls Rosh Hashanah Yom Hazikaron. It's a day to remember who we are. It's a day to remember we're not imposters. It's a day to remember those best moments are our most real moments. That's the real us. That's the real us. So grab onto that moment. Review that moment. Think about that moment. And know that that moment is the real you. It is the best you. It is the best you. Whatever you keep telling yourself. As we're getting ready, work on Amunah. That's the Marashah, the three Ikari Amunah. Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. To know it's His world and everything in it. And therefore He's involved and invested in our lives and He loves us and He needs us. And we coronate Him and only then is He King. To know that what we do matters. You're not invisible, you're not inconsequential. But Tzchar Va'unish, what we do, it makes a difference. What you do matters. Every moment, every bracha, every chesed, everything we do, it matters. And what's our guide? What's our light? What's our compass? It's a shofros that takes us back to our Sinai, the Torah HaKadosha. Those three Yikari Amun are how we're evaluated, and therefore it's what we need to be working on this week, having those conversations, not only with Hashem, but having that conversation with ourselves to know that Hashem looks at us and loves us, and He judges us based on our best, that the best is the real us. So, ladies, think back to this year. Think back to these few weeks, this month since seminary began, and find, spotlight, zoom in on those best moments. Have you had an incredible davening? Did you make an incredible bracha? Did you have an incredible moment of chesed? Did you have a special conversation with your parents, with a family member? Have you done something selfless and extraordinary in your dira or beyond? Did you have that great moment? Don't look at that as, yeah, that was a fluke. That was just a moment. I don't know what happened. That just happened. That's the real you. That's the MS. Grab it and nurture it and nourish it and build upon it. And Amir Hashem, like Yosef, we can set ourselves free from whatever's holding us back, whether it's imposter syndrome or being an underachiever, thinking that we're not worthy or we're not capable, that we'll be able to overcome all of our challenges. Instead of limiting our challenges, that this year we're going to challenge our limits. Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.